We just had a technical difficulty where we got a low battery indication on our podcast, and I had to change the batteries, and that stopped the transmission. So we're going to pick up again with Betty Martini, and we were talking about at the time the aspartame has 50% phenylalanine in it, and she was telling us, why is that important? Betty, could you start again on why is that important?
Okay. On the phenylalanine, there are 20 amino acids in protein, but they're all in balance. And so when you use protein that way, it usually doesn't affect people except for the phenylketonurics, and that's why there's a PKU warning on aspartame. But at 50% of the molecule, it goes beyond the blood-brain barrier. And so that's the reason that they have so many problems with it. And Dr. Wortman, who wrote a book on it, Richard Wortman at MIT, told Congress that there's nothing on the market today that has phenylalanine in it like aspartame, that it's in such an abundant amount, half the molecule, that it does go beyond the blood-brain barrier and cause harm to the brain.
And what kind of harm does it cause, Betty?
Well, for instance, it can cause death and a phenylketonuric. And so it, you know, it damages the brain because it goes beyond the blood-brain barrier. And then the phenylalanine can interact with certain things as well, just like the methanol can.
Okay.
But aspartame is a dipeptide, so you got 40% of the aspartic acid and excitotoxin with 50% toxin, and so naturally it's going to damage the brain.
Well, it's just a bad actor all the way around. Some people have said that aspartame is in between 4,000 and 6,000 of our food and medicine products. Is that right?
Yes, it is, unfortunately. It is, I think the last number I saw was like 6,000, but they're putting it in so many drugs now you can't even keep up with the amount. Dr. Siffredi mentioned in one of his reports that it was in 500 children's products, and it really, really harms the children. In fact, someone called me from the Dominican Republic, a doctor, and this is in Dr. Roberts' medical text, and he changed the diet of 360 children because they were using milk, and he thought the children were so small that there was going to be diabetes, so they changed it to juice with aspartame. And when he called, he says, if it had been 10%, 20%, 40%, he said, but almost 100% of the children began being hyper active and having behavioral problems all at one time. And I said, well, doctor, get them off of it. But when he called me back, he said that after 4 days or a little longer, all those children went back to normal. So nobody in their right mind would do a study on aspartame. It was done accidentally. So that's why the that shows you all the behavioral problems that are going on because of it. And so we warned the children and mothers off of it. So the FDA turned around and said that they're not drinking their milk, so we're going to allow it in 17 products without labeling so they won't see low fat on it or something that would make them not use it. And that's what's happening. And the hospital sent me some complimentary food with low-fat milk, and I know animals won't use poison, so I put it in a bowl for the raccoons, and sure enough, they wouldn't even touch it. The non-fat milk has aspartame in it. And I tried to spill it out the next day and it formed a gel. but that's what they're doing to children. And FDA knows more than anybody else how bad it is, and that's against the law because it requires this PKU warning for phenylketonurics.
Betty, you may be the person with the most research and knowing about all the different aspects of aspartame in the world. And I'm going to ask you, if you had a hyperactive child, or if you had an autistic child, what would you want that mother and father to do with respect to that situation?
Well, first thing, and the most important, is see that that child never, ever has aspartame again. I mean, these children that are coming into St. Jude, that they're born with brain tumors because there's no pregnancy warning on it, but a lot of people that are holistic, Spice Crosby, she's got her doctorate now. She's our Mission Possible Hollywood. But she specially helps children that are autistic and that have these kind of problems. So there is help for them. But for the rest of their life, they've got to be on a diet that doesn't have chemicals in it. And some doctors, that, you know, a nutritionist, have said they've made great progress. Naturally, if they get anything with aspartame in it, it's just going to make them worse.
Right. Well, there's lots of people that are going to be listening to this program that don't have any idea of what caused those types of things in their children, but now at least they have an idea of what can help. I'm going to finish up with going back to President Trump, because recently it's been reported that he is a compulsive user, and he might fit into the definition of addicted to aspartame. And if that's the case, we've got some worries here. One, it could interfere with his brain function, as in various types of dementia or whatever. And secondly, it could cause him to have a cardiac arrest. And so, how do we deal with the fact that important people in our government are addicted to aspartame, and how is that going to relate to us?
Well, I actually did a report on this called Leaders of the U.S., Aspartame Leaders of the U.S. It's on a website, or you can Google it, because every one of them has been on it, but not to the degree that I see Trump on it. How does he make decisions if he's actually truly getting 12 Diet Cokes a day? And for those that want to know why it's addictive, it's because the methanol is classified as a narcotic. It causes chronic methanol poisoning. This affects the dopamine system of the brain and causes the addiction. So somebody has got to get Trump and get him off of it. And then with that many Diet Cokes, usually people go through with a terrible withdrawal. And after about 2 weeks, they're okay. But that's what needs to be done for Trump. I don't know how in the world he could make decisions. If you remember the pilot that came to Atlanta to start this organization, Mission Possible Aviation, and he said that he even crashed his plane because he couldn't make a decision on it. And Dr. Roberts told me he spoke to somebody in air traffic control that didn't even know their name. It causes such memory loss. And if you remember Bush, his famous blackout, which he said was due to a pretzel, he's very highly addicted to it. I tried to get him off when he was governor. But aspartame causes blackouts. And one of the pilots who testified before Congress said he woke up just before his plane hit the water. So it causes sudden cardiac death. It's like in Clinton, and Dr. Roberts actually had dinner with President Clinton and tried to get him off of it. First get this irregular heart rhythm and end up having a myocardial infarction and then bypass surgery, which also happened in my own brother. He was a Green Beret, and he couldn't get over the addiction. He's off of it now. But he almost died from it. And Trump can have so many different problems, and the best thing for people to do is to go to the website and read the 92 different symptoms that aspartame causes. It'll harden his synovial fluids and his knees. It'll cause him joint pain. He can't think. It destroys vision because of the free methyl alcohol. So it can be, the medical text is 1,000 pages of different diseases it causes, like MS and lupus, which is directly because the body turns against itself because of the formaldehyde, and people have different problems from aspartame, and it depends also on what else he's taking. So if he was using drugs, they could interact. But it's a very serious thing, and Dr. Blaylock says it is our business because he is President of the United States and he's making decisions, and, you know, there's talk of the nuclear problems. So he has to be taken off of aspartame, and I've written a couple of times and sent it to people who know him, but something needs to be done about it because unlike the other presidents, they drank it, but not to the degree. People that use like 3 Diet Cokes, I think of Alicia Morris, and she was diagnosed by 2 people with that for MS, and once we got her off of it, she was fine. But all these different diseases, neurodegenerative diseases that it causes, could happen to President Trump as well. And we don't know if he's using it in other products. We don't know if he's on medication. And so it's a very severe problem.
Well, Betty, thank you for being on the program today, and thank you for your mission, which is to help rid the country of this terrible, terrible poison that they're taking. And let's get back together soon and do some more, because I only got through a fraction of what I wanted to talk about today. And like I said, of all my programs, close to 900 programs, I think this is well up in the top 5, probably top 3 of important things that I have tried to bring to the world. So I honor you for the work that you're doing. It's great. Keep it up, and don't drink any Diet Cokes.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Henderson.